Komatsu Mining has officially opened its new $285 million corporate offices and manufacturing plant. It's located in Milwaukee's Harbor District on East Greenfield Avenue. Chuck Kornbach reports that the Japan-based company is planning to be part of the expected shift to more renewable energy and electric vehicles.
Komatsu says it still has production workers at the facility it bought 6 years ago from P&H, Joy Global, at the border of Milwaukee and West Milwaukee, near the Zablocki VA hospital. But that older site will eventually be vacated and possibly sold for redevelopment. Financial incentives from the city of Milwaukee and state of Wisconsin helped clean up a former EPA Superfund site to build the new Harbor campus. So what are taxpayers getting in return besides the promise of hundreds of new jobs? Komatsu Surface Mining President John Coates says the company is hoping its huge mining shovels and other equipment made locally will increasingly be used digging up minerals like nickel, cobalt, graphite, and lithium, used in the production of renewable energy and electric cars.
Our business is being driven by renewables. Renewable energy is mineral intensive, both in batteries as well as when you think about wind power and solar, the need for all of those metals. And that is what's really driving growth in that sustainable mining. The goal is to how do we protect the planet, preserve the planet, but also create that renewable energy to power the future of the world.
You see a big future in the cars and the solar panels and so on?
Absolutely. That's why we invested here. And that's why our employers are investing in electric vehicles and in renewable energy.
Komatsu says it's also aiming for a 50% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions from use of its products and production of its equipment by 2030, compared to 2010 levels, and a target of achieving carbon neutrality by 2050. But as some in the mining industry and mining equipment makers shift toward a new business plan, groups that monitor the mining business have a couple of requests. Jennifer Krill of Washington, D.C.-based Earthworks says the transition to renewable energy should not repeat injustices of mining and extracting fossil fuels.
Mining, unfortunately, has a long history of human rights abuses and environmental destruction. So our message to Komatsu and to other companies involved in the mining sector is to push the mining industry to clean up its act. Let's accelerate the renewable energy transition, and let's honor and respect the rights of peoples on the front lines of mining projects, especially indigenous people.
Krill says studies show indigenous communities live close to most of the known reserves of renewable energy minerals in the U.S., especially minerals needed for electric vehicles. Krill also says recycling more of the minerals could reduce the need for mining them.
Effective recycling, effective repurposing of batteries at the end of life, effective demand reduction could reduce mineral demand for electric vehicles by up to 55% for newly mined copper, 25% for lithium, and 35% for cobalt and nickel.
Krill says some automakers have signed on to efforts that promote responsible sourcing of minerals and circular economy policies that include recycling. Komatsu hopes its new facilities at Milwaukee's Harbor will be operating for decades, but the company's promises of going greener will have some people outside the firm pushing for those targets to be met. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.